up your frozen dinners, grab your TV tray, and settle in for another episode of the Plus Platoon, your podcast for all things Disney Plus, brought to you by Disney Plus fans. Watch along with us every week as we cover all the new, the old, the good, and the bad on Disney Plus. So put down that remote, don't touch that dial, and welcome your fabulous Plus Platoon host.
Hey everyone, welcome to the Plus Platoon. We're a Disney Plus fan podcast that gives honest, spoiler-filled reviews of movies and shows on Disney Plus. We'll look at new releases, coming attractions, and we'll even go back into the vault to revisit some of the classic Disney that's on the platform. Make sure you're subscribed and you will never miss a moment. I'm going to bring in Kate. Kate, good to see you this evening.
Good to see you too, Derek.
And also this week, we've got Peter. Pete, glad to have you with us.
Hey, I'm ready to dive into this movie.
Oh, that was good.
No, it wasn't.
Kate. Oh, no, that was good. I'm upset that I didn't think of that first. We're really going to make a splash tonight.
Yeah.
Oh.
Some of these jokes are just all wet. So if you're not ready, please like, subscribe, share, especially if you like dad jokes and puns and think Tiki Room is one of the best shows ever.
Yes.
You'll love us. So
that's fair. That's fair.
Guys, this week we are looking at something that's fairly new to the service. It is Young Woman in the Sea. Follows the story of the first female to ever swim solo across the English Channel. Was done back in the 1920s. Talks about how she grew up in New York, went to the Olympics in Paris, did better than she did in the actual movie. Then tries to swim across the English Channel once, doesn't make it, tries again, and spoiler alert, she makes it. So, stars Daisy Ridley as the main character. She's about the only true name in this. Was released originally in limited release in theaters, probably because they wanted to be able to get it some kind of award buzz is about the only reason, because it was originally destined for Disney Plus. And so it is now out on Disney Plus. Runs a little over 2 hours with credits and everything. So not a long movie, but that's what we're watching this week. So Pete, I'm going to start on you. And what sank of this movie? What didn't quite work?
We're starting with what didn't work.
Oh, come on. Well, if I'm going to do, did it sink or swim? You can't say what swam first. I mean, come on.
Oh, that's fair. That's fair. Go ahead, Pete.
Yeah, I was, because I always look forward to like this type of movie and seeing a bunch of like, oh, I know that guy, you know, he's been in a bunch of stuff and that stuff. And there was really none of that. I mean, other than, as you said, other than Daisy Ridley, I didn't even recognize anyone in this movie. Not that that's a detriment to the movie per se, but like it kind of just bummed me out, because that's one of the things I love of these type of movies is seeing people in it. And especially, you know, this movie, most of the characters were older. So, you know, it would have been nice to me if they'd had a few more recognizable faces. The other thing to me about this movie, if I have to talk about the negatives, is I felt like it forced issues that it didn't have to make it seem more difficult and traumatic for something that already was very, very difficult. You know, I kind of, as I was watching the movie, I like looked up some of the history of this, this Trudy Ederle, and like some of the stuff they did was actually somewhat based on reality, but like, oh, she's got to swim through the jellyfish. I'm like, really? Is that necessary to make this movie more dramatic?
I thought she did swim to the jellyfish.
Oh, did she really?
Yeah, she really did.
I didn't read that.
Oh, see, I thought that was just like, I thought that was just.
No, that was, so she had to swim through jellyfish. Yes.
Oh, okay. Well, then I guess my negative isn't that bad. No, but there were, I mean, I don't think she was like lost at sea at any point. either in reality, from what I read about it. So it seemed like they added drama that was unnecessary. I think you also mentioned like they made it seem like she did worse at the Olympics than she actually did, because she actually did win a gold medal in a team event. So
a gold relay, and then she came out home with two other bronzes. So
right. Yeah. And there was actually like she was really celebrated when she came back from that. And this movie made it look like it was like a total flop and everything. She was actually a celebrity after the Olympics. So I don't know. I know it's a movie and you got to make things dramatic as much as possible. But as I said, I felt like it was such an interesting story that some of these things seemed unnecessary to me. What about you, Derek? What do you think?
I'm going to throw it to Kate next.
So Pete, you made a really good comment that I hadn't thought about. And I completely agree with that in movies like this. I mean, Daisy Ridley killed it. She did phenomenal. I thought she did very well. It is nice to see, like, oh my gosh, that's the guy from Twister, like, or that's the guy from whatever, like, whatever. Yeah. And we didn't have that. And in fact, I was telling my mom while I was watching this, I was texting my mom and I was like, I'm watching a movie I think you might like. We should watch it at some point. And she was like, who's in it? And I said, well, Daisy Ridley and like I couldn't name anybody else. So that was a really good thing that I hadn't thought about, that you made that make sense. There were parts that felt, there were parts that felt a little bit forced, kind of what you were saying, Pete. My brain is wild tonight. The thing about the Olympics that you just said, Pete, and like the fire at the beginning. And I understand why that was important, because a lot of people died because they weren't swimming. I get that. And then the measles, and like it, I was like, who am I supposed to, like, who's the swimmer here? It took me a second to get my bearings on, like, okay, I understand now why that was important, but it took me a minute to get there. Cause I was like, mm-hmm. Is the swimmer the girl with measles? Is that, so it just took me a minute to like understand. And then, yeah, there were parts where I was just like, I don't know where we're going with this. And like the first time she started to swim the channel, I was like, well, if this is already her swimming the channel, we still have an hour left in this movie and they're going to be following this for a long time. I sound like I didn't like the movie. I actually really enjoyed it. But yeah, those are some of the like little critiques I would have. What about you, Derek?
Yeah, I think, yes, it was the 20s, and yes, they were all a bunch of misogynists, but some of it was just overdone and thrown in the face. I'm sorry, you expect me to believe they actually took them all the way across to Paris and didn't let them train for 3 weeks and just threw them in the pool? No, that was not going to happen. The whole the guy who was coaching her, poisoning her tea. There is definitely no proof at all that that ever happened. She did.
Though the one thing I read was that he might have. Yeah.
But there's no proof of it. And to put it in a movie like this without a proof is my biggest issue with this, and this is not the only actor or actress I've had this with, is if an actor or actress is so well known for a certain role, and then they go into another role that's not she goes into another role where she's playing a young woman who's struggling against everything and has to overcome big. It's what I like to call the Mark Hamill effect, because in reality, Mark Hamill only ever did Star Wars and a whole bunch of voice acting.
Yeah, that's fair.
Because now, and my son said, well, what about Harrison Ford? Well, he did American Graffiti, Star Wars, Indy. I mean, him doing Indiana Jones the same time he did Star Wars kind of helped set up that he can be more than one character. She has not set up that she can be more than Rey. And
yeah.
I don't know that this is the movie to do it, because it's not the characters weren't. It was a young female woman trying to fight the odds. Or it's like Jim Parsons. I've seen him in a couple other things, but so far he's only Sheldon.
Yeah. Or the guy who played Harry Potter. Daniel Radcliffe.
Have you seen him in the Weird Al story? Probably not.
But he's broken out of some things, I think.
Yeah.
That hard to not think of him as Harry Potter, though, for
sure. It's he's done a lot of theater. He's done a lot of Broadway.
Right.
I haven't seen him in as much. I'm sorry.
He won a Tony for Equus, didn't he?
I believe so. And like, if you know anything about Equus, it's like the polar opposite.
Yeah. Huge.
Yeah.
So, but that's a really good point. That's a good point, Derek, about she's great. She's an amazing actress, but I get it.
I'm honestly going to vote that the jury's still out on how exactly great of an actress she is, because I haven't seen a huge range from her.
Oh, that's fair.
She's very good at this type of role. She's very good with these facial expressions. The same excitement she gave when she was looking at her sister and joking about swimming is the same smile she gave people, smile she gave Han when she said, I bypassed the compressor or regulator or whatever I passed it. It was the same smile. So,
gotcha.
Okay, it is still there because he just hadn't moved. So, okay. And guys, honestly, the first half of the movie was a little too long. Until she started the lead up to her swimming in the channel, took too long to me. They could have cut some of that and been fine. Especially the whole, like when she was a little kid, could have cut a little bit of that. But okay. So if that's what sank, Kate, I'm going to let you start on this one. What swam? What
for this? Yeah. Week? I love the story, and I love that it's a true story. I think we can all agree that we enjoy movies like this. We tend to enjoy especially underdog stories and true stories of success. Especially, we do enjoy sports movies on here. We're pretty big.
Yeah,
we like sports movies. and so I love that. I had never heard of Trudy before. Because Gertrude is her real name. And I was a little sad that I've never heard of this woman. Granted, I am not in the swimming world. I'm not plugged into the swimming world other than Katie Ledecky, who is insane in a great way. So I really liked the story. I liked that they brought, even though it shook me a little bit, because I wasn't sure where it was going. I like that they brought in why the mom wanted her to start swimming. I like that they brought in that she had overcome measles. I like that they showed some of the adversity that the women were going through that the men weren't. Was it intense at times? Yes, but I didn't totally mind it. And I loved...
Hey, real quick.
Yeah.
What was intense to you?
The part where they wouldn't give her the food that she needed to be a proper athlete, where he was like, she was like, I need more than this. I'm starving. And he was like, here's an apple. As someone who has dealt with body image and also has trained, because they wouldn't ever say that to a guy. So that was kind of like, not triggering. That's an intense word, but it was just like, oh man, like that sucks. Cause as athletes know, you eat
Oh, yeah.
Like crazy because you need the fuel. She
couldn't eat fruit and do it.
So, and the idea of someone poisoning her to make her lose was like, oh, that's rough. That's tough. But my favorite part of the movie, however, was them lighting the lights at the end so that she could see where she was going. I have no idea if there was truth in that or not. But I really liked that. I liked the people coming together to help her find her way. I was a sucker for that ending. They got me good. Yeah, I know that there was more. I can't remember right off. I actually really enjoyed this movie. I will probably watch it again when my mom watches it if I'm with her. So, Pete, what about you?
Yeah, so my mom was here visiting, and she's not a really big movie person, but she actually watched it with us, and she knew who she knew her as Gertrude Ederle, but she remembered her. She said she was still, you know, I mean, my mom was not alive at this time. Obviously, this was 100 years ago, but you know, she said even in the like the '50s, she was still well known for having swum the English Channel. So she was famous for a long time. But I agree, like now, I don't think most people have heard of her. So I really liked the way they told this story for the most part. Yeah, it's kind of a predictable story. I mean, you know, underdog story, you know, at the end, she's going to swim the English Channel because one, that's, you know, it's the point of the story, but like, you know, it probably wouldn't have been made if she hadn't made it. So, you know, I liked most of it. As you said, there's some of the stuff I thought, you know, again, like, oh, you have to have the her own coach is like trying to poison her to stop her from, that's ridiculous. That can't, you know, and reading about it, it probably was not true. You know, it is possible that he gave her something in the tea, but you know, and even that's questionable, but it may be possible he gave her something to like help her as opposed, and it didn't. But I don't know. And yeah, as you said, the lights at the end, like, oh, this is so corny, but actually still, I still teared up at the end, you know, when she made it and everything like that. So, you know, and I another thing I liked was that it was kind of like a family drama, but like the family brought together. Again, you had the typical, the dad doesn't want the daughter to do the thing, but then like, they didn't wait till like the very end for him to buy in. You know, he in the, by the end of the second act or whatever you want to call it, he's like, yep, I'm here for you, blah, blah, blah. You know? So I don't know. I liked the way it was told. I didn't mind the pacing. I mean, I agree with Derek. I mean, almost every movie could be trimmed to be a little tighter, but I didn't think this movie had big problems that way. So I really enjoyed it. I really did overall. I thought it was a well-told story. It was a story that you didn't know about, which made it a little more dramatic. Again, you knew how it was going to end, but you didn't really know how it was going to get there. So I thought it was well-told. So Derek, what about you?
Oh,
go ahead, Derek. I'll do one after you're done.
Yeah, I enjoy these kind of sport, especially some kind of a sports story like this, where it's people going up against, you know, the whole, they should have people who tell them they can't do something, but yet they're able to do it. I like that it was more fact than fiction. Mm-hmm. Was there some fictional story to it? Absolutely. There is in all of these. Even in Miracle, the one that's the one about the U.S. hockey team, that's actually one of the closest to the truths that I've seen in a while. Mm-hmm. Has some stuff that's not there. But I personally loved the fact that at the end of it, they showed actual footage of her going into the ocean, footage of her swimming on the attempt, footage of the parade through the Canyon of Heroes. Interestingly, so this happened in 1926. What was the next thing that replaced her as the pop culture hero of the day?
Lindbergh?
Yes. Lindbergh crossing the Atlantic.
Charles Lindbergh,
yeah. Was the only thing that was what bumped her out of the spotlight, basically.
Yeah.
So, I enjoyed it. My personal favorite part, I thought you were going to say it's when her sister jumped into the water with her.
Oh, and said she loves a race.
She can't deny
a race. I love that.
Because I can see siblings being like that. Was the dad's turnaround predictable? Yes. Interestingly, though, she never did end up marrying the German guy. She actually didn't get married. She never got married.
Yeah.
So, it was a feel good story. Not a lot of. They saved the heaviness was at the very beginning with the. Right. With between the ferry that sank and then the mom's twin that died, which I never really looked up if that was true, but I didn't really care. At least they didn't try to do the dead twin is one of the ones, kind of helped push her along and get.
Oh my God. I thought that's where it was going for a minute
there. That's and especially as she's looking up at the stars.
Yes.
Oh my gosh. I was very happy.
I was very happy there was no magic in this.
Yes.
No very angels happy. In the outfield coming yeah. in.
No.
Christopher no. Lloyd didn't
if
show
Christopher
up.
Christopher Lloyd had showed up, that would have been fantastic.
I was going to say, if all the voices of the Jedi started talking to her out of the stars, I mean, it's just, and the whole, with her going under and then coming back up, I mean, it's the old, were they trying to say she was going to try and kill herself or I give up? That scene there didn't quite make sense, but overall, I thought it was a pretty decent movie.
I wanted to add the other part that I loved is when the mom goes busting into the radio station and she's like, "You have the news and I want the news. So I'm going to sit right here." I was like, "Yes, ma'am. Okay." That I loved. And that she just sat there.
And then she tried to get him to change the music.
So a couple of things I thought, well, I think I know why they did it, but like a couple of facts about it that were like really thrown out is she actually had two older sisters and a younger brother and a younger sister. So she actually had four siblings, not two, which is that's movie shorthand. You know, those other ones aren't interesting. So we'll get rid of them. And then the actual attempts were a year apart.
Yeah.
In not reality, she not yet, not whatever they were in the movie, 3 days apart. Yeah.
So, I also looked up Pete that while she did swim through jellyfish, they weren't all congregated. They think it was because she had multiple stings, but it was like solo jellyfish.
But over the course of 14 hours, you're going to get stung by jellyfish in that part of the world.
Right. Yeah. Wild. All right.
Now we've got the Olympics going on. Olympics are kind of wrapping up. And with this movie, did something that, people said she couldn't do. And I want to know what kind of a physical feat would you like to be able to do? And it doesn't have to be, necessarily, go compete in a sport or whatever. I'm going to start by saying what my hardest one was that I've had to do. And what it was, I tried to do a bicycle race in the mountains where I had to climb. I was going to have to climb 7,000 feet over the course of like 14 miles.
How?
Isn't that horrible? Except you start at 7,000 feet. So you're going from 7 up to 14.
14.
And I made it to about 12,000 feet and realized that it wasn't going to happen.
Is it just because it gets really hard to breathe?
I was not in good enough shape. I was by far the biggest person doing the attempt. But so for me, I think it may not be something big, but I think going back, if I would be able to just go back and complete that, I think is the physical feat I would like to do. I don't care about climbing Mount Everest. I don't care about doing any of that kind of stuff. I just want to go back, and I would love to be able to go back and try and actually finish that race that I didn't finish.
Mm.
So,
Kate, do you know yours? Do you know what yours would be?
I would say, so I've always been more interested in winter sports, and I'm a skier. I'm a pretty good skier at my age now, not as good a skier as I was, but I never like was competitive as a kid. So I never tried racing, and I kind of wish I had at least tried to like train and race that. To see what I would have been able to do. You know, again, I was pretty good. And, you know, I don't know that I would have been, let me put it this way. I would not have been like Olympic caliber by any means,
sure.
But I would have been interested to maybe, you know, try enough to see what kind of level I could have gotten to in like college or something like that. And then on that same note, like, I probably never would have done it, but as an adult, like watching the sport, the ski aerials, when they like jump in the air and they do all the rotations and everything like that, I was like, oh, I wish when I was young, I'd had the guts to do that. Cause that looks so cool, but I probably never would have had the guts to do it. they actually start out doing that. They jump into water.
Yeah.
That's how they train for that, you know? So, you know,
yeah.
Again, if I'd had that wasn't even around when I was a kid. So, right. You know, I don't know that I would have done it or wouldn't have done it or what, but, yeah, those are kind of the physical feats that I would have liked to wish I had tried, more in the snow events, running, and I mean, I like biking, but nothing like that. And, you know, I said, never been an athlete, so I never really expected to be able to do any feats of
right
strength or speed. So what about
you,
Kate?
I am not an athlete. I did run track when I was in the fifth grade through my freshman year of high school. And I was a terrible. I came in last almost every time, but I liked being part of a team. So I did it anyway. If I could, go ahead, Derek.
I was going to say, reach stuff on the top shelf in a grocery store.
But, yeah. Yeah, what's that like? That's why I married someone who is 6'2". Yeah. So for me, my mom tried to put me in gymnastics before she put me in dance. And I would scream bloody murder and cry the whole time because I didn't want to go on the balance beam. So mine is a little bit of a tie between actually like going back and trying to do the thing that scared me as a kid, which was conquer the balance beam or conquer like gymnastics in general. I'm not talking about being Simone Biles, but just being able to conquer that fear. And also, and I know I'm going to say this and everybody's going to be like, "Hey, you can do that." No, I really don't want to run a marathon. I know it's totally doable. I know, blah, 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 blah. But no, thank you. You know what I don't want to do? Pay to run. No, thanks. Even if there's food involved and there's little I won't do for food. No, but it's kind of cool when you can tell people that.
See, I'm not a runner, and I know a lot of like the Disney marathon people and runners and things like that. And like I've done 5Ks before, but like the thing that kills me on that is like, oh, you get up at like 2 a.m. to get down for the thing. And I'm like, no way. Nope. I'm sorry.
And you pay for it.
Yeah. We did. So don't know if I've told you guys, I've done half marathons before. And
yeah,
my son and I went down to one of the half marathon weekends and the full marathon weekend. He and I were going to did the 5K. And then that weekend was the weekend that the half actually got canceled for storms. But after having to do that 5K, as you talked about, you have to get up at 2, you have to leave at 3, you're there, you go, you get back to your hotel at like 10. And then if you want to go to the park, your day is shot.
Well, yeah. and why are you going to want to go and walk around a park? Like the thought.
Well, people do are it. Like,
oh, yeah, I ran a marathon and now I'm going to go walk around Animal Kingdom. And I'm I ran a marathon, I want to go sleep and not move.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I know people that do all, like, they'll do three or four of the races in a row. And I'm like, you get up at 3 a.m. for 4 days in a row? You'd have to pay me $10,000 to do that on vacation.
My dad did them. My dad did the dopey. The 5K, the 10K, the half in the fall.
Oh, my gosh.
And then, when you think about, like, the wine and dine, they run a half, and then they go drink. And I'm like... I love a good cocktail, not after running 13 miles.
Yeah. I was once leaving Magic Kingdom and they were like setting up for one of the races as I was like going home. And I'm like, I would much rather be going this way at 2 a.m. than that way at 2 a.m.
Uh-huh. So, yeah. And as a tip, if you ever do and find yourself there during marathon weekend, stay at one of the monorail resorts, because otherwise you're never getting to Magic Kingdom in the morning because they shut the roads down.
Yeah.
So.
I used to actively not work on marathon weekend because trying to get to work was such a nightmare. I was like, nah, I'm good. Yeah. You can have that money. Yeah. I'm fine. So, anyway.
Okay. As we always do, we rate our movies and series on cups of pixie dust out of 5. Kate, I'm going to let you start for Young Woman in the Sea.
I'm going to give it a 3. And I don't have a good reason as to why it's not a 3.5. In my opinion, if I give something a 3, I would rewatch it. Like, that's my rewatch this. And that's how I feel about this. I would watch it again if my mom wanted to. I probably wouldn't seek it out to watch by myself, but so I'm going to give it a 3.
Yeah, I'm pretty much with you, Kate. I'm going to give it a 3.5, only because it was a story that I hadn't heard before, and it was at least something a little different from the typical this underdog story. And I would, as you said, like, you know, I would tell someone to watch it. I wouldn't rewatch it next week, but you know, if someone a year from now said, oh, how was that movie? I'd be like, yeah, I'll watch it again. That was pretty good. You know? So yeah, I'm in that range, but I'm giving it a 3.5.
And I'm in a 3. Again, it's worth a watch. Again, if someone
solid movie,
it's a solid, yeah, it's a good movie. It's a solid movie. Were there definitely things that could have been better about it? Yes. Could it have been much worse? Definitely much worse. Could have been much worse. So,
but let me ask this. Where do you feel like this movie stacks up to other true sports movies that we have watched? Namely, Cool Runnings, Miracle.
We have not watched Miracle.
Yeah, we haven't
done Miracle. Oh, we haven't?
No, but the only other one we've done that's true is Cool Runnings. And that was altered so much that calling it a true story is... Yeah.
Never mind.
Very different movie, though, because, well, The Rookie... That was true.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I would honestly put this behind of those two.
Oh, I would put this. Well, you're a baseball guy. I would put this ahead of The Rookie. I thought that the first part of The Rookie, like him getting to the majors, was too much of the story. So I thought the pacing on that movie wasn't that good. So I would put this ahead of that. Cool Runnings, I probably rated higher because, as you said, so it's kind of a true story, but it's more of a comedy. It's as much a comedy as a drama.
Yeah,
it's a fun movie. It's very rewatchable. So I would probably put this between the two.
I love that.
And your rating, Pete, bears that out. You gave The Rookie a 3. You gave this a 3.5. I gave The Rookie a 3.5. I gave this a 3. So,
yeah.
So, okay, Kate, what have we got for the Disney Plus news this week?
Yeah, we've got more Disney Plus news than we've had in a while. First of all, Disney announced an across-the-board price hike on its services this week. Most services will be increasing $1 to $2 per month. These increases will go into effect on October 17th.
And it will be interesting to see, like, I get mine through Verizon. It's a grandfathered in Verizon plan. So it will be interesting to see if that changes my price on Verizon price.
Yeah,
so.
I'm in that too. And they keep bugging me to, like, don't you want to switch to the new plan?
Oh.
And the new plan doesn't come with free Disney Plus. So I'm like, no, I'm good.
No, thanks. Not that one. Next up, a White Vision TV show entitled Vision Quest was confirmed at Comic-Con this week. One potential comic tie-in would be to have this series be the launching point for the Young Avengers heroes.
Which we have had, most of the Young Avengers have appeared in different movies. Part of the issue you're running into is some of the Young Avengers are not young anymore.
I'm that young for sure.
Yeah, but based on the comics, White Vision was basically the mentor for the Young Avengers as they came up. And as I said, we've been introduced to just about all of them by this point. So, and especially once we're done, especially once they start bringing in, like, there's two more Avengers movies coming up that we talked about kind of last week, that's also a thought of that's where they're going to kind of meld it out with the old and with the new type thing on that. So that's a thought. Okay.
All right. Continuing on, Disney announced that the password sharing crackdown will begin in earnest in September.
And this is, as I said, this is something like Netflix has done in the past too. So basically, yeah. I do know that Micah, who we've had on here before, used to share our Disney password. And when he moved to Australia, he logged on there and it caused me to be locked out of our account because it had to show up in a different country. So I had to go and explain, hey, look, if that's what it is, it's not going to happen again. And they reinstated it and he hasn't done it since. But there is some some guardian of that right now.
Hmm. Interesting.
Yeah, I keep waiting to see what happens because my daughter is in college and, like, I understand that you don't want, like, you know, like say the three of us all to share a password. I understand. I get why Disney doesn't want to do that. But, like, your child in college should be able to share your Disney Plus password. Sorry.
I would agree.
It's not a separate household. So, and she's only 20 minutes away. So I don't know. I keep waiting for this crackdown to come to see what it will happen. Certainly she's not going to pay for her own Disney Plus. So it's not going to get them more business.
Well, yeah. And for me, I travel for my job. Like I am in a different state. I'm in four different states this month alone. So if you were looking just at where things are, I'm all over all the time.
Right.
So and I will not be happy if I can't access.
But they can also tell what device it's on.
Okay.
And yeah, so you'll be on the same device.
Okay. Because I switch between my computer or my iPad.
Right. But if it's those same two devices, you're not adding a new device in California that's on the same time that your others are on in Georgia.
Gotcha. Yeah. Okay. That makes sense. And last, but certainly not least, Disney also announced that they turned a quarterly profit in streaming for the first time in quarter three of this year. ESPN still lost some, but the other income made up for that loss. And that's it.
That's what happens when you don't put out any new stuff.
Especially crappy stuff. Yeah. So, yeah, I mean, yes, they're making money, but again, how long can they make money and keep subscribers when they're not putting new stuff out? So,
yeah.
But they've got Agatha coming out. There's a Star Wars supposed to be coming out in November, December.
Right.
So there is some new stuff coming this fall. There just hasn't been anything this summer.
Well,
I think they're going to have to throw. I don't know how long they can wait on Inside Out 2 just because Agatha is not going to be a kid show at all. So I think they're going to have to, except I would almost say they're going to have to throw it out there for Christmas in like November. But at the same time, if they can sell the digital downloads for Christmas in November, why put it on Disney Plus yet?
Yeah, I don't. It's hard to say because that movie is still doing so well. I don't think they're going to rush it, but I do agree with you, Derek. I think it's on the service by December. The only reason I don't think they'll put it on by November is because they got Moana 2 coming out right before Thanksgiving. And I don't think they'd want to like kind of cannibalize themselves with having something new on streaming at the same time that they have new in the theaters. So I see December.
Yeah, I can see that. I can see that. So, okay. Next week, we're going to be watching it's an old episode of Disneyland called The Plausible Impossible. And it focuses on the old hand-drawn animation techniques that the Disney artists would use. And they would use the same storytelling techniques even today. So I think it's going to be interesting. It's going to be about 52 minutes long. It says it's an episode of the old Disneyland TV show, but I wanted to watch it for a while. And so I think it could be interesting. And typically we like these kind of like look back in the past and some of the behind the scenes stuff from the old animation. So it'll be interesting to see what we think about this.
Yeah, it'll be interesting because we watched The Reluctant Dragon not too long ago.
Right.
Which is a similar story about how they do animation, but it was a little more of
short.
Right. Yeah, it was more goofing around than the actual teaching us about animation. So it'll be I'm looking forward to seeing if this actually like gets into more of the details of how the process works than that did. But yeah, I love these behind the scene things. So,
and guys, if you have suggestions on some behind the scenes stuff we should watch or anything else, because as I said, there's not much coming out. Really, the next thing coming out is Agatha in the end of September. So we need suggestions. Please email us at plusplatoon@gmail.com. Message us Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, YouTube, anywhere we are. Message us and we'll respond and we'll definitely consider whatever you suggest. We've got new episodes every Thursday on YouTube and all the major podcasting services for Kate, Pete, Steve, who's not here, Gina, who's not here. They will be back shortly. We thank you all so much for watching and we will see everyone next week. Bye, guys.
Bye.
Bye.
Watching this week's episode of the Plus Platoon. Be sure to subscribe to the Plus Platoon podcast to keep getting great content each week. Then head over to Apple Podcast and leave those 5-star reviews as they help make the Plus Platoon visible to even more Disney Plus fans. Also, go to YouTube and like and subscribe to the Plus Platoon channel where you can watch all future episodes live. If you have a question for the Plus Platoon, please send us an email to plusplatoon@gmail.com or connect with us on Facebook, Twitter, or Instagram @PlusPlatoon.
The Plus Platoon is a Disney Plus fan podcast and is not affiliated with the Walt Disney Company or the Disney Plus streaming service. All opinions expressed on the show are solely those of the individual hosts and in no way reflect the views of the Walt Disney Company.
Thanks for watching and be sure to stay tuned for next week's episode because the Plus Platoon is to be continued.